The summer of 1974, the summer of the resignation of Richard Nixon of the presidency of the United States. I was on the air on KFBK in Sacramento that summer, and on July 24th, 1974, the Supreme Court unanimously ruled that the White House had to turn over all the Watergate tapes to the special prosecutor. Here's what that sounded like live when the bulletin came down from CBS News. As we go back to July 24th, 1974, on a warm Wednesday morning in Sacramento.
Music for a summer day, on KFBK.
Please come to Boston for the springtime. I'm staying here with some friends and they've got lots of room. And you can sell your paintings on the sidewalk. Buy a cafe where I hope to be working soon. Please come to Boston, she said no. Would you come home to me? And she said, hey, rambling boy, now won't you settle down? Boston ain't your kind of town. There ain't no gold and there ain't nobody like me. I'm the number one fan of the man from Tennessee. Please come to Denver with the stove ball. We'll move up into the mountains of
Radio Net Alert Bulletin. This is Neil Strauser, CBS News, at the U.S. Supreme Court in Washington. The United States Supreme Court, unanimously by a vote of 8-0, has affirmed the lower court decision ordering President Nixon to turn over 64 tapes of his conversations to the Watergate cover-up trial. The vote again, 8-0, with Chief Justice Warren Burger reading the opinion of the court. The court thus has come down with a major ruling affecting the course of its enforcement of the powers to force a president to turn over materials to the courts. The material, if it becomes available, could also figure in the impeachment proceedings in the House of Representatives, which have been denied much of that material by the White House. However, in the opinion, as we have been able to read it briefly, those tapes are to be held in camera, that is, in secret, until turned over to the special prosecutor for use in the trial. So any material going to the impeachment investigators could be considerably delayed. However, of even greater importance may be the question of whether President Nixon will choose to obey this order of the Supreme Court. A refusal, in the eyes of many members of the Congress, could itself become an impeachable offense. And this would have to be called, on brief reading, a definitive decision of the court, since it is by an 8-0 vote. Justice William Rehnquist had recused himself, presumably because of his previous service in the Justice Department. Once again, the Supreme Court has affirmed the lower court order and has ordered President Nixon to turn over 64 tapes of presidential conversations. This is Neil Strauser, CBS News, at the U.S. Supreme Court in Washington.
Neil Strauser sounded a little bit out of breath there, and I can't really blame him. 8-0 the decision, and of course this afternoon at 4:30, and I imagine that decision is going to affect those proceedings considerably when the Judiciary Committee begins the impeachment debate. And you know, if 3 or 4 years ago, if a writer of fiction tried to put down what has happened in this country in a book, nobody would have bought it.
I love you,
said, hey, rambling boy, why don't you settle down? The L.A. can't be your kind of town. There ain't no gold and there ain't nobody like me. No, no, I'm the number one fan of the man. I'm the number one fan of the man from Tennessee.